So let's talk about whales for a moment. And no, I don't mean the country of whales, but I mean actual whales. Whales are some of the most cool animals, and they're also some of the most majestic animals. And there's no excuse why that is. The main reason is that many people like to see, and they've gotten pictures and videos of whales jumping out of the water all majestically, all gloriously. And while some find that a treat, others find that menacing and frightening, which is kind of weird, to be honest. But there's no doubt about it that whales are some of the most interesting animals out there. And there's also many different types of whales. There's the humpback whales, there's blue whales, there's right fin whales, and then there are killer whales. Now, killer whales are not actually whales, but they are in fact a part of the same family as whales. Whales and dolphins are part of the family, or they're all part of a group known as cetaceans. Cetaceans are in two different groups. There are two different groups of cetaceans. The first group is baleen whales, which include the blue whale, humpback whale, right fin whale, and they're all are similar in the sense that they have filters in their mouths made out of keratin and cartilage that help them filter out all the microorganisms, all the plankton, all the crustaceans, all of that. They help, that's their food source. They eat all the plankton, all the tiny stuff in the ocean. Meanwhile, there are toothed whales, which include dolphins, porpoises, orcas, and today's animal, which is known not only by its book name, but it's also known to have some of the most world records any animal has ever had, and it's also known for its amazing battles beneath the surface. So with that, let's dive in. No pun intended. Welcome back to Talk on the Wild Side, everyone. My name is Will, and today we're going to be looking at the largest toothed animal in the world, the sperm whale. Now, a quick fact about sperm whale is that they have been around for 20 million years, which is not as much as the possums or the dragonflies, but it's still a long time to think if you think about it. Now, most people know sperm whales as Moby Dick. Now, if that name strikes up a memory, that's because Moby Dick is a book about sailors recanting their tale of an epic battle against Moby Dick, which is based off a sperm whale. The reason they chose a sperm whale out of any other whale is because sperm whales were thought to have known to attack humans because of them ramming into ships and also, again, attacking humans. And you'll see why that is not the case. And it's really interesting knowing that that's the main reason why sperm whales are known as Moby Dick. So today we're going to be looking at not only their outward appearance. We're going to be looking at some details about them, but we're also going to look at in the end about an epic battle between them and another giant animal, the giant squid. And we're also going to look at why these are some of the most rare encounters people will ever see in their lifetime, or in history, really. There have been no recorded events of this happening. So, yeah, we're going to dive in now. So, first things first, sperm whales can get up to 3 feet long in length, and to put that into perspective, that is about the size of a school bus. Now, that may seem preposterous, but it's true. I mean, school buses are really big. So all of you guys that are in buses, that are going on buses, just remember that you're going into something that's the same size as a sperm whale. So keep that in mind. Not only that, but sperm whales are really hefty boys. They can reach anywhere between 77,000 pounds to 130,000 pounds, which is really a lot of weight to put into perspective. So that's something to also keep in mind. And another thing about them is that they have cone-shaped teeth. Now, cone-shaped teeth may sound weird, as most people either think of molars or like canine teeth, which are sharp, or serrated or jagged teeth, or fangs rather, but these guys have cone-shaped teeth and they can reach anywhere between 10 and 20 centimeters, and they can weigh up to a kilogram long, or a kilogram. They can weigh up to a kilogram, really. But it's just really interesting because you don't really see many coned teeth. So that's always really interesting. Now, not only that, but they also have an 8,000 centimeter brain. So to put that into perspective, us humans have 1,300 centimeters worth of brain. So that's really a size difference. And it makes sense why. They're really big animals. Meanwhile, some of us are like anywhere between 3 feet to 7 feet long. So sperm whales can eat almost 2,000 pounds of food a day, which is insane to think about. And it makes sense. They're big animals. They require a lot of energy. And sometimes they'll take huge dives to achieve their food. They'll take dives of anywhere between 300 to 1,200 meters, which gives them a huge tidal and a huge record compared to other whales, which don't dive that much. So, yeah. And not only that, but these dives can last up to an hour before they have to come up and get air through their blowhole, which is on the top of their head, like many whales and other cetaceans, to say. Now, the system of living is different, to say the least. Since male sperm whales live alone when they're not mating, and females and the offspring will live in pods of up to 20 members, and the only times males and females will intermingle within each other is, again, if it's mating season. So, yeah. I mean, I feel that. But males will leave the pod once they turn 4 years old. And after that, the pod will begin to dissipate over time. So it's really interesting seeing how once one leaves and everyone else leaves, the females will end up going to another pod. And males will... And yeah, it's just something really interesting to say the least. Now, males will venture into the colder waters throughout most of their time. Meanwhile, females will stay in the temperate zones, more in temperate climates around the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic Ocean, middle of the Atlantic Ocean, middle of the Pacific Ocean, sometimes the Indian Ocean. But mainly this is because of them needing to take care of their offspring in warmer areas to get them more accustomed to the ocean, I guess. But yeah. But only that, it's just really interesting seeing how males will go from one place to another just to intermingle and pass on their DNA, which is always something really interesting that many people want to see. So with that being said, we're now at the question of today. Now the question of today is very, very simple, and that is, how many teeth do sperm whales have? Is it A, 20 to 26 teeth, B, 10 to 16 teeth, C, 30 to 40 teeth, or D, 60 to 80 teeth? And the answer will be back after this break. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you took some time to think about the answer, because I'm here to reveal it, basically. And that answer is A, 20 to 26 teeth. Now, this may sound preposterous, because sperm whales are big animals. They need lots of teeth. Well, this isn't really the case because they have very small bottom jaws. I mean, if you look at pictures of them, you'll see that their bottom jaw is way smaller than their big top, their big skull. So meanwhile, the jaw is super small. The skull and the head is super big. And this is because the bottom jaw helps them catch squids more easily, since they have most of the teeth. They're able to hold on to the squid more easily. And not only that, but they're also able to, it also helps them out to take out tentacles one at a time, especially when it comes to giant squids. Now we're going to look at some of their biggest records, or like why they're known to have so many records. And the first thing is that they are the deepest diving whale, and they can dive up to 3,280 feet, so that's really deep in perspective. Many of us probably can't even go down that deep, even with our technology that we have nowadays, since the pressure will basically crush us. As we go deeper into the water, water pressure will increase, and if we get to a certain point, we'll end up suffocating and we'll end up being crushed by the water pressure, basically. And it's one of the main reasons why it's really hard to investigate the ocean, since there's a really hard factor limiting us to do that. But not only that, but they're also the loudest animal in the world. Now, this is because they use echolocation, and they not only use it to like locate food and locate rocks, but they do it in a special way. They'll make a click bang with their echolocation, and they'll use that to again locate rocks, to locate prey or other creatures. But not only that, but they'll also use that to stun squids if they're like trying to get the babies, the calves, which perfectly ties into the legend, or I should say, the battle. Now, many people like to think about animal rivalries. You know, we got mongoose and cobras, but one of the most infamous, I should say, is the giant squid versus the sperm whale. Now, this is because they are two of the biggest creatures in the ocean going off against each other, where one will win and then the other will either be sinking to the bottom of the ocean or they will be eaten by the winner. Now, let's put this, we're going to look at the giant squid first, and then we're going to look at the sperm whale and see what they got. So the giant squid's got 10 tentacles, 10 long-ass tentacles, and not only that, but they also use them on the end of each little suction cup. They have like little spot, like they have jagged teeth they can use to serrate and injure their prey, which is really interesting. And there are really big animals too, so they're really just something many people like to see. And they've also been like, this is a recent discovery, so not a lot is known about them. Meanwhile, the sperm whale, again, cone-shaped teeth, 40 feet long, click bang. They got melee and they got ranged attacks, which sounds like a Pokemon thing, but you know what I mean. But the fights happen for a multitude of reasons. Either it happens because the sperm whales are just really hungry and they need to eat, or it's because the giant squids attack the calves and they try to eat the calves. And the whale, the mama whale, or the dad whale, will end up fighting the giant squid to protect the calf. And the reason why I said at the beginning that it's one of the rarest sights to see, it's because there have not been any sights to see. There have been recordings of these fights ever happening. However, there's been evidence have shown that these fights have happened, since there have been people that have found sperm whales with like gashes on their backs and on their heads that resemble the serrated teeth of the suction cups of the giant squid or of the beak of the squid. And also, there have also been cases of squids being found missing limbs, dead squids found with no limbs or missing limbs or partially eaten, which can easily lead to the thought of these giant whales eating the squids and not wanting to finish it up, so they just leave them be, which is really interesting. And very, very rarely will we ever see, or will there ever be a fight, and this is speculation. People will have speculated that the big bad male sperm whales will end up fighting against the even bigger colossal squid, which is really something interesting. Not a lot of people think about that, but bull sperm whales are the biggest of the biggest of sperm whales, and colossal squids are the biggest of squids. So it's really easy to see why people speculate this, especially with all the evidence of giant squids and regular-sized sperm whales fighting against each other. So it makes, again, a lot of sense to why people speculate that. So with that, we are at the end of today's video. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think? Do you think that these fights actually happen? I mean, I think they happen. I mean, it sounds like something that I've always wanted to see. I mean, if we ever get the chance to see that happen, or if there's documentation of one, it's going to be a sight to see for everyone. But let me know in the comments down below if you are Team Giant Squid or Team Sperm Whale. I'm going to do a separate video on giant squids in the future. But for now, that's all for today's episode. Again, sperm whales are really cool, and it's really interesting knowing how this creature has left its mark on records, then also on giant squids itself. Got him. But yeah, that's all for today, y'all. Thank you so much for watching. Hit the like button down below. And subscribe if you are new, of course. And don't forget to turn on the notifications. And let's not forget that I have a Spanish channel now. The Spanish channel is linked on my About page. And it's also linked in my Linktree. And will be linked in the description below. And don't forget, y'all can find these podcasts in audio form on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. But you can also find them on video form here on YouTube. And follow the Instagram at Will Zoo Keeps. And also, all sources are linked in the description below. And that's all for now, I guess. So yeah, until next time, cherish nature and all of its beauties.